Paul Mannering is a pastor at the church, and he's real. He's a structure person, and he's real administrative thinker, strategic thinker. And he saw a hole in our department, and he basically came to me and said, "I got an idea. Let's meet." And he created out a structure for me. So you're a worship leader. Seek counsel from pastors. Seek counsel from people that are administrators. Like Kathy, for instance, and we'll hand it to Kathy. Exactly. Uber administrative. We have to have exactly. administration.
I don't know if you're asking this question or not, but I thought I'd throw it in there or out there. A lot of times, pastors don't understand the needs of worship leaders. And so it's really important that you schedule some time to spend with your senior pastor as your senior worship leader. It's really good for them to understand your heart and your needs, because pastors are going to think, they don't know what ticks inside of you. They don't know how you feel. They don't typically understand the needs of a worship person or worship pastor or worship band member, whatever. And so you need to be able to articulate that to them and just, you know, take them out to lunch or out to dinner and say, "Hey, can I just spend a little bit of time with you and just share, you know, what my vision is for my department and what that looks like?" Because a lot of times when people look at just your job title, it's like, well, it's to, you know, raise up a band, to do this, to do that. But then they think that, you know, spending 4 hours on your face, you know, just listening to music is like, well, you could do that at home, or you know, listening to CDs all day. Well, I would love to listen to CDs all day. But they don't realize that what it takes to do your job and to be able to pour into other people. And so by just spending that time with them, saying, you know what, I have different needs than the typical person in this church is going to.